The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a recent survey by Comreg of 3,000 Irish adults found that over half, about 50%, are paying for traditional TV services such as Sky or Virgin. But that's a pretty sharp decrease in just 3 years. Back then, back in 2023, 7 in 10 were subscribing. So it's estimated that around 400,000 people have dodgy boxes across the country. Is this where the subscribers are going? Larry Bass is CEO of Shinawil. He joins us now. Larry, that drop from 70% to 57%, 13 percentage points drop, is that dodgy boxes, do you think?
Look, I don't think people are watching less programs. Good afternoon, Shane. I think people are watching more content, and television and shows like Traitors will have shown when the right show is on, people watching huge numbers. And unfortunately, I think it's become part of who we are in Ireland, that we're this is theft on a biblical scale, and we're condoning it by allowing it happen. It doesn't seem that the Department of Justice are doing anything about it.
Whenever we cover this on the show, Larry, the text line is
lights up,
and it's always pretty emphatic. People saying TV content is too expensive. I'm paying out a fortune. I'm making no apology for getting a dodgy box.
You know, so are lots of things in life are expensive, and we do have to make choices. But that doesn't mean it's you're given a license to go out and steal. You know, if you go to a supermarket and things are too expensive, would you load up your trolley and just walk out the door? Or would you go into a boutique and with expensive leather coats or something else and just walk out the door? That's what's going on here on a really significant scale.
So you're saying this is theft, pure and simple?
Absolutely.
And, I mean, obviously, is it one in five households or something like that are engaging in theft as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we teach our children, you know, when they're growing up, not to steal, or at least most people do. But now we're sort of condoning this as an activity because people just assume because the costs of some platforms are expensive. People don't have to have every platform. It's a choice. But because you don't want to pay doesn't give you the right to steal. And the problem is this feeds down to right down to the production level, to the people who are trying to work in the industry.
Well, I was going to ask you, what is the fallout? What's the impact on the TV sector here in Ireland?
The budgets are getting tighter and tighter, and that's right across the board from broadcasters and streamers and our local broadcasters. As money tightens up, as money is not coming into the industry and the sector, less and less money is around to pay for production. And the result of it is, if Ireland's seen as a bastion of biblical scale theft, why would people invest here? We also have a minister who won't bring in a levy on the money that is being collected legitimately that could be spent on Irish content. So we're getting hit at both ends.
Here's a listener who's got in touch. The reason why Sky are losing customers is the price. Simple as. I'm leaving because another €8 rise in April and I don't have a dodgy box, says this listener.
You know, and I can't answer for Sky. I know that all of these streamers are expensive and there's no way people could afford them all. But that does not give people the right to steal.
Another listener says, almost every home in my little village, population 750, has a dodgy stick.
Yeah. Not only homes, but I see them operating in pubs. And, unfortunately, if people are allowed and if there is no policing of this, this sort of crime will go on, and it's a crime.
So what should the government be doing?
Well, you know, we're either going to have a lawless state where people don't recognise laws and theft is just allowed for everything, or we clamp down and we get our house in order and we get back to what is normal, what people should be doing. I'm not condoning any sort of crime, but I don't think we should be allowing this to happen. If it happens with this crime, where does it stop? What else are we not going to pay for?
Is it very hard to clamp down on this? I imagine it's not easy. How do you know somebody has a dodgy box, for example?
Well, I think it'll be fairly simple if there's some coordination between the Department of Justice, police, and the various suppliers of broadband. Because if people are streaming a lot and they don't have subscriptions, you don't have to be a genius to work out what's driving the broadband use in a home.
You can work it out, but it's not evidence. You're not going to charge somebody on the back of that.
Well, people have to look, they have to look at who's supplying it. And mostly the people behind this are organized crime. So it's organized crime are behind this. The same organized crime are involved in all sorts of other criminal related activities. And, it starts, low level drug selling feeds into the masters of drug pushing. It's the same.
If you're buying a dodgy box, are you saying you're effectively funding organized crime?
Absolutely. 100%.
Do you think this is going to change at all? Because
I think technology may affect it, and what may happen, and as I've seen it being trialed in other places, that if people don't have the correct signal, their devices could stop operating. That'll be another part of the forest when people start realizing that their TVs may not operate if they're not using the correct signal.
Yeah. I mean, that is one way of doing it, isn't it? But what tends to happen is they find a way to block the signal and quickly there's a new code goes out and they move to a different frequency? I don't know what the right technological term is.
Yeah, but they're working on ways that if you're not using, or if you're using the wrong signal, you'll actually fry your TV. So you'll have to get a new one.
Yeah. Do you know, I'm just thinking of things like the LOI TV, which I subscribe to. It's 100 quid for the season. And you know what? It is the best value. You get access to every League of Ireland game. Now, look, I know not everyone's into League of Ireland. I am. And I have to say, I think it is 100 quid. That service was not there a few years ago. You got to see very few games. And I'm actually happy to spend that 100 quid and happy
it's
to support the service.
Not only that, Shane, but you're also seeing an increase in crowds. I've always been a believer, if you build it, they will come. I'm a Shelburne shareholder and fan. Unfortunately, I can't get to the game tonight because we're working. Getting to see the crowds going, getting to see more, watching Virgin Media's coverage of League of Ireland, which is on every single Friday. It's fantastic to see the gates and to see families now going to Irish football. We just need a few more facilities and that'll be even better as well, Shane.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, Larry, thanks indeed for talking to us. Even if you are a Shelburne fan, we won't hold that against you here on the show. Larry Bass, CEO of Shinawil. Thank you for talking to The Hard Show. Let us know what you think. Are you a dodgy box owner? What do you make of what Larry had to say? He said it's crime, pure and simple. It's akin to shoplifting. He also said you're funding organised crime. What do you think? Do you agree? Do you disagree? 087-1400-106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.